1620 94.5 WTAW. Here are comments from the June 12th, 2023 College Station City Council meeting, where the council voted to award a design contract to replace six tennis courts at two parks. The design contract for the $1.7 million projects being funded by last November's bond issue. Here's background information from the City of College Station's Capital Projects Director, Jennifer Kane.
The Bee Creek and Central Park tennis court improvements. It's looking at replacing four tennis courts at Bee Creek and then two at Central Park. This project was released for an RFQ for design firms. We received nine submissions, and then the evaluations were completed, and Mitchell and Morgan was selected. The contract is for design. It'll take it all the way through to final design, and then we'll bid it after that, and they'll stay on for design or construction administration services. The scope of work includes potentially replacing the slabs at both of those locations, LED lighting, court surfacing, fencing, netting, and windscreens. And then at Bee Creek, we're looking to add a water fountain and relocate the water line that's currently out there.
Before the unanimous vote, Councilwoman Elizabeth Kuna wanted assurances the design of the new courts at the Central Park and Bee Creek Park will not result in standing water following rainfall.
I have a concern that I just would like to share. When we are putting this out for a design contract, I would really like something addressed that I've seen in the city repeatedly. We just are putting a ton of money into the Lick Creek Trail because the water collects underneath there. Right? And we paid an engineer who designed two blind curves on that we're now going to pay to straighten out. When we did City Hall, we've got this place back by the back dumpster that every time it rains, a pond forms by the dumpster that our staff have to slog through if they're throwing stuff away. Long after the rain has stopped, that's where the rain collects. At the Meyer Senior Center, we just redid their parking lot because the water would pond on the handicap parking places, so our mobility impaired residents would step out into a ponding collection. When we are paying someone to design these tennis courts, could we put in there somewhere that you have to design it so that the water does not collect on the tennis court, that's part of their responsibility as the designer, so that this field is playable? You understand? I mean, I'm trying to communicate. I don't want us to pay a lot of money to design this court, and then it turns out a month in that, 2 hours after it rains, the water pools on the actual playing surface, and then we'll have to go back and fix it. Because going back and fixing is expensive, and it takes the usability out for months, and I hate repairing things that I just built. So is there any way we could put in the design contract that you have to consider where the water is going to end up after it rains and that it not end up on the surface that we're trying to use?
Yes, I mean, that certainly is a consideration, and that will be part of their design scope. And I can't speak to all of those items you mentioned, but the City Hall item in particular, that is a warranty item we're working on with the contractor because it seems it maybe wasn't constructed properly. But I hear what you're saying, and we'll make sure that's addressed.
Yeah, because that's what I'm feeling. Like, was this designed properly if we have to go back in and fix it? So, yeah, if you could just, like, highlight that part.
Responding to the request from Elizabeth Kuna was College Station Mayor John Nichols.
I would guess that a lot of those are not design problems. They're how this constructed and how carefully the contractor followed the specs that were in the design. And that's not an easy thing with flat surfaces. But I totally agree with your issue. But that should come back up. And I assume that would be, as you said, a warranty issue. And it was in the construction contract for this building. And hopefully it'll be in the construction contract for all of these facilities that we're building. But
yes.
Good point. I've walked through some of that water lots of time.
Construction of the tennis courts projected to be completed in the 2025 fiscal year. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.